The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sport on The Hard Shoulder.
With Dove Men Plus Care. Proud supporters of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care. Because care changes everything.
Yeah, Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball with me to look ahead to the weekend sporting action. And Mick, we'll start off with the football final, the ladies, tomorrow, Meath and Dublin. So we're going to be hearing from Josh Crosby a little bit later on this front. Been speaking to people in both counties. This is 4:15. What are we expecting?
Expected a good game, really. Hopefully a big crowd. The crowd fell off a little bit last year. It was the first one that Dublin weren't in a while. I think there was 30,000, which is still good by historical standards, but not by kind of recent standards.
Yeah.
So you're hoping to get maybe 50,000 there again this weekend, which would be great. I think we're expecting a good game. So like Dublin have won 5 of the last 8, but Meath, you know, they did stop them winning the 5 in a row in the final in 2021. Was a big surprise, but they backed it up by winning it the following year, and they've become one of the kind of powerhouses of the game. So they were very, very impressive beating Kerry in the semi-final, you know, Kerry All-Ireland champions. So it was a sense that Meath were back.
Yeah.
Now,
they've played a couple of
times
this year.
They played twice in the championship so far this year, and Dublin won both of them.
Yeah.
They were tight enough games, and all accounts are suggesting that, like, the provincials are... Or not quite pre-season, but very much preamble, and that both teams have improved significantly since. Now, I think you would have to take them as, like, Dublin won the Leinster final. They beat them in the group stage in Leinster. That will make them favourites this weekend, for sure.
All right, so that's at 4:15. I think the intermediate's before, and Leash and Tyrone.
Mm.
A little bit earlier, 1:45. The Lions are on in the morning. Has this been a damn squib? We give out if they lose, and now that they've won 2, people are giving out.
I know, and you know what? I've been so negative about it, and I'm almost coming around the other way. Like, it has been. Look, last weekend was a great game. It really was. The narrative needed Australia to win in the end. So it was like, it was a great little moment where Hugo Keenan went over in the last play of the game to win a Lions test. That's a great little mark in history for him personally and even as a moment in the Lions series or in the Lions history, but it doesn't save the series because now we're going into a kind of there hasn't been a whitewash for the Lions in a long, long time and so on, but you're clutching at straws, really.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't feel like it's been... And
but that's,
should,
that's the fault of Australia. They're just not that good at the moment.
Yeah,
really.
No, again, well, they're not. We've, you know, the Lions happen to be, by the way the calendar works, they've came to Australia at a poor time for Australian rugby. They got lucky a lot of times. Like they went to South Africa when they were world champions. They went to New Zealand when they were world champions. You know, even Australia in 2001 were world champions. But this is an Australia team that ranked 10th in the world, I think, up until very, very recently. And so it's a pity. But at the same time, they did kind of show up last week and they were very, very good. And the Lions did get the job done in the end, but they were very lucky to do so. So, and, you know, there were still 90,000 people in the MCG and there was a packed stadium in Brisbane and there's going to be a packed stadium in Sydney tomorrow morning, which suggests to me that there's still some kind of appetite for it. And you almost don't want to kind of give up on Australia as a place where rugby teams go or as one of the top tier nations in rugby.
Yeah.
It might not be the biggest thing over there. It might not be huge, but they'll go for a sporting event. The World Cup's going to be there in 2 years. So there's something to hold on to there. It's also should have been the Irish tour. You know, we've like the Irish head coach and Andy Farrell plus, you know, 9 starters tomorrow is unbelievable. You know, Tadhg Furlong is going to be the first Irish player in the professional era to go to 9 test caps tomorrow. You know, and he'll have started all of them as well. He's going to surpass Brian Driscoll as 8 and Conor Murray had 8. So that's a real achievement for him. And, you know, but for some reason, it just hasn't. It just hasn't.
There's all talk of different ways to revamp it or revitalise it. And look, this happens any time that it's maybe not that exciting. It doesn't necessarily need revamping. France.
Yeah.
I think this is mental.
Putting France in the rotation.
I think putting France in the rotation is mental.
The thing is, we're going to talk all about this now. This tour is going to be over in 24 hours. And then we're going to kind of forget about the Lions for a while. And in 4 years' time, they're going to go to New Zealand. And they're not going to be in Australia again for 12 years.
Yeah.
And by that stage, as I said, by the time they need to make a decision, which is probably in 8 years after the South Africa tour, we'll know by then whether Australia have a chance of coming back or not, or whether they're going to, you know, so it's really one of those things that they can do something down the line. Is it that bad if it's just South Africa and New Zealand even? Because it's still only going to be every 8 years that you visit them.
Play a combined team. Like the Lions is a combined team. Yeah. Why not play a combined Southern Hemisphere versus Lions versus the kind of the Anzacs or something.
I know. But where would be the imperial metaphor for that?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Listen, I want to talk about Thurles, right? In just a moment. But very briefly, the National Athletics Championships are on this weekend. And athletics is kind of on something of a high, as high as go, relatively speaking, in this country after the Olympics last year and everything, but a few big names missing.
It's a pity, you know. So Rashida Adeleke pulled out yesterday, kind of citing preparations for the World Championships and niggly injuries
everything
and stuff like that.
Everything in her camp seems to be focused on the Worlds.
Yeah.
Like, to the detriment of everything else. Now, she has a niggle, it seems, but even all those Diamond League events, it was all about, don't worry about her form, this is all for the Worlds.
Yeah, and now we'll see what happens at the Worlds because her form hasn't been great, unfortunately. So that was a kind of a pity yesterday, and everybody was sort of a little bit upset about it. And then Kate O'Connor has pulled out today, you know, and she's someone that people really would have wanted to see after the year she's had. And unfortunately, she's just saying there's too much recovery from the event that she's in. You know, the heptathlon, it takes so much out of you. She can't recover so quickly to go back and do another one at the Nationals, which is understandable. Sophie O'Sullivan pulled out. Her race against Sarah Healy was going to be one of the highlights. So it's a pity. But that said, Kieran, and you know this a lot better than me, there was times when the Nationals would be this event where people weren't quite even household names. It was like people you'd sort of recognise.
I used to go up to it and people wouldn't know that it was on.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get any attention.
I know. And now you're going to have 400 metres, which, fair enough, it won't have Rashida, but we'll have Charlene Maudsley versus Sophie Becker versus Phil Healy. And they're, you know, after what they did at the Olympics, the whole country knows them. You get to see them race against each other in their national championship. There's still something very, very exciting about this weekend. And I think athletics being on a high, you know, should get a big crowd there and hopefully gets a bit of attention.
God, I was reading Sonia's column today talking about when she won her first national titles across country and a kind of a national title in Santry. She was 17 for
17,
both. It's just different class. Unbelievable when she talks about it. You realise how great she was. Thurles, the racing stadium in Thurles,
It's
going to be closed.
It's going to be closed immediately, actually. Yeah, so this is a massive shock to people. There's been racing in Thurles already today since 1732. You know, you're talking 300 years of history there. And fair enough, it might not have always had the biggest races or the biggest meets, but it was due for 11 more meets this year, you know, before the end of this year. And they have a license until the end of the year. But the Maloney family who run it just decided that kind of enough is enough. The patriarch, Pierce Maloney, who was kind of like most synonymous with Thurles racing for many, many years. He died 10 years ago and his wife and his four daughters have been running the track ever since. And they just sort of said that they've sort of had enough, really, you know, the rising costs and the amount of effort that it takes. But it's a really bad, it's really bad news for Irish racing. I know Horse Racing Ireland seem to have been taken a bit by surprise by it, given their statement. So they've said that they're going to hope to talk to the Maloney family. There is hope that maybe the race course can be saved, maybe with new ownership or so, but who knows? But for now, anyway, racing at Thurles is going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah, it would be a pity to see. It was probably the race course there as well. It was getting to the point that it probably needed an injection of cash as well in terms of facilities. Nothing wrong with them, but you know what I mean? You compare it to something like the Curragh, and I know that's kind of the other end of the spectrum, but it was at that point.
Yeah, and I saw some of the discourse about today saying, look, not everywhere can be Leopardstown or Decorah, you know, you need kind of grassroots as well. And the track is very good and is famous for being able to hold so much water. So in the winter, it's a really important course for Irish racing. But I think the facilities have maybe got to the point where even if you don't want it to be state of the art,
it needed a bit of a revamp. Like I said, Decorah or something. But yeah, it probably was at that point, and I wonder, did that feed into the decision? It's a pity, and one wonders what will happen to it. Anyway, Mick, listen, thanks a million for all of that. Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball. The lads will be with you from 7 o'clock as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.